morning on to Denver, and be a great test for us going out there. They've got a terrific defense, very good offensively, great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, a lot of weapons on the outside, so sneaky tight end. So we have it'll be a great opportunity for us and great test. Question?
When you look at their defense, what do you think makes it so successful?
They're aggressive. They play tight coverage, bump and run. They got not just two good rushers. They got four rushers. Guys inside can rush. The two guys on the outside obviously are special rushers. Two linebackers can run. And they're giving up 18% third downs. They can be suffocating.
All that said, the atmosphere, the noise, what does Teddy need to do to respond to that? This could be his toughest test, road test anyway.
Well, it always helps the crowd noise and all those factors if we move the ball effectively. So, one of the things he's done very well is be able to make some plays with his legs. So I think that will probably be important this week. Make sure that we take good care of the football. And then we'll have some opportunities. We have to hit them.
Mike, you've had
third downs would be big.
You've had plenty of battles with Peyton Manning over the years, especially when you guys were in the same conference when you were in Cincinnati. I guess how have you seen his game kind of evolve over the years, especially in that transition from to the Broncos over these past 3 years?
When he was in Indy for so long, the system was always the same. And he obviously had a great football team all the time. In Denver, he's changed a little bit in some of the things that they're doing, but to me, he hasn't changed. It still looks like Peyton Manning. It still looks like, the things they're doing in the no huddle. It might be a few different run plays than what they've had in the past. And, I think the cast around him is different, obviously. But, I don't know, he still looks the same to me. He really does.
Is the public criticism of his arm strength kind of overstated because, he does so much with his accuracy and with his brain of getting them into the right plays and making the right reads for the most part?
Well, I don't – it's hard for me to know about his arm strength or anything like that. All I know is – I saw him throw a 25-yard comeback from with a 10-yard drop on a perfect play throw on the sideline. I've seen him make plays down the field at the end of the ball games to Demaryius Thomas. But you're right, he is extremely accurate. He gets the ball out very quick, and he sees an awful lot of things. There's probably not a blitz that we can devise or that he has not seen. There's probably not a coverage that we run that he has not seen. And I'm sure that he'll go back and he'll look at tapes of when we played him before, just like I've gone back and looked at his tapes.
Trying to do too much to, throw him off or disguise something and you maybe get away from what you guys do best? You have to kind of guard against that?
Well, one of the things, if you make a mistake, he's going to find it. That's one of the big things. Sometimes you make a mistake in some other ball games and you get away with it because the quarterback didn't see it or miss it. He was not going to miss any, so we're going to have to be on point with everything that we do.
Where does he stack up in terms of guys that are, I guess, fun to go up against, or a challenge to go up against? Is it fun to go up against guys of that level and that stature?
Are you asking if I'd rather have other quarterbacks?
Is it fun to take on somebody of that?
He's really tough. He's really, really tough. The Hall of Fame quarterbacks are always really tough. Doesn't matter who it is, but he's extremely tough to go against. He's tough to beat. You've got to be on top of your game. He's a great competitor, so it's a big challenge.
talked a lot about how Linval Joseph had a great offseason, preseason. Have you seen that carry over so far in the 3 weeks here?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's really, and he does a lot of things that people don't really, you know, he makes a lot of tackles, but he also pushes the pocket good. He's done a good job on the centers this year. He's a very prideful guy. He's big and strong. And I mean, some of the things, when I see him do some of the things in practice, I'm like, man, this guy's a stud. You know, he's strong and physical, and he cares, and he's a good team guy. You know, he's one of those kind of guys you love to have here.
You've been able to stop the run the last couple of weeks, and teams have kind of abandoned it, too, because of that, and you've gotten big leads. Denver hasn't been able to run the ball very well. Do you think it's important to not even give them a sniff of confidence early on?
Well, it's important that we continue to stop the run, yes. And that's kind of how it is every week, you know. I do think that Denver, and knowing this offense from going against them in the past, you know, they want to run the football some if they can, and probably more than some, because it sets up a lot of other stuff for them. So if you don't allow them to do that, then that's big for us.
Mike, how do you keep young players from being in awe of going up against Pitt, maybe for lack of a better word? But, you know, some of these guys, younger guys, have grown up, watched him for years, maybe plays him on Madden and all that.
Yeah, I don't know much about Madden. I've never even seen it, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I understand your question. It's a good question. You know, it's more about focusing on the job that we have to do and the job that each one of these guys has to do. But I do think there's a little bit of that when you have a young guy going against a guy like Peyton Manning for the first time in his career. There's, you know, it's, you know, or, you know, even Adrian Peterson, you know, guys that are going up against Adrian. It's like, hey, this is Adrian Peterson here. So the one thing that the players are always aware of, at least, you know, they're always aware, young guys are always aware of great players because they hear so much about them. They've seen them, you know, on tape. They've seen them winning playoff games and things like that. So we'll just keep them focused on what their job is.
The pre-snap stuff that he does, is there stuff that you can kind of pick up on what he's doing, or has it almost become paralysis by analysis trying to figure out what he means?
Yeah, he changes up a lot. He changes a lot of things. He changes the hand signals. He changes the communication that they have. I try not to get our guys too involved with that because then they start listening to, like, kind of what you're talking about. You're listening to calls and listening to plays, and then they don't play. So, I think it's really hard to do. And, like last week, you know, they're all no huddle, and I didn't allow our guys during the week at all to worry about things that were going on at the line of scrimmage because we've got to do what we do.
Has North been tweaking, you know, formations and different game plans more because of matchups or more to emphasize what you guys do well? Which side does he favor?
I think it's a little bit of both, but because you're always looking at matchups. But I think the more you get into the season, you find out more about your team as you get going. And so I think that's part of that. Part of it's trying to – I mean, he loves matchups. He loves looking at, you know, how we can – this and what we can do and then what kind of matchup we can get off of it. He does love that.
Is he expected here to be practicing today, and where's he at in his protocol?
He's passed. He's good.
What about Charles Johnson? Do you expect him to be able to go today?
I don't know yet. I don't know if he'll be able to go yet. We'll see.
Charles getting off to a relatively slow start, has that been more the way defenses have played him or something he's not quite doing?
No, I don't think it's so much of the way defenses have played him. I think it's just the way defenses have played in the progression of the routes as it's going on. I don't think it has anything to do really with Charles. I think he's played well. He probably had a little lull in the Detroit game, but other than that, I think he's done good.
Is Peyton kind of the prime example of a guy where defensively you don't want to show him anything too early and just sort of preach patience on what you're showing?
Sometimes. I think there's both give and take on that. You know, I don't ever want to consider us patient defense, but there's, you know, I think you have to pick your spots, if that's the best thing to say. Good. All right, thank you.